Putin play his hand. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. With more than 100,000 troops amassed near Ukraine's borders, Western nations fear a Russian invasion of Ukraine is imminent.
The Defense Department has begun staging soldiers in neighboring Poland to help with a mass exodus should an invasion begin. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Sunday says while efforts to negotiate go on,
certainly we recognize that the time component here seems to be shrinking, and that gives us all cause for concern.
In a call this weekend, President Biden urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to stand down. This week, Germany's chancellor will head to Moscow for a discussion.
Fox's Gernal Scott, the Kremlin denies planning to attack its neighbor, but it wants NATO to prohibit Ukraine from joining and for NATO to scale back troops and equipment in Eastern European countries. Washington and its allies rejecting those demands as non-starters. Police in Canada arresting demonstrators who blocked the busiest border crossing with the U.S. to protest COVID-19 vaccine mandates, but authorities are holding back from cracking down on a larger protest in the capital.
It's a third straight weekend of protests against COVID restrictions again. 4,000 demonstrators lining the streets of Ottawa yesterday. That Freedom Convoy, which has at least 400 semis parked in front of Parliament, tells me they have no plans to leave.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, the Department of Homeland Security, warns similar truck protests could pop up in the United States. A chilly Super Bowl Sunday for many.
A lot colder across parts of the Northeast than you were 24 hours ago. In fact, Burlington, Vermont, 36 degrees colder than 24 hours ago. Along with that, you got some snow across parts of the Northeast. Really cold across the far northern plains. Temps feels like temps pushing minus 40. We've got a little bit of snow across parts of the Mid-Atlantic, across parts of New England. A couple spots, maybe 2-3 inches accumulating by the time this is done.
Fox News meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Border agents at the U.S.-Mexico border are still dealing with a surge of migrants.
Border agents out here every single day are having to deal with both family units who are showing up to turn themselves in, as well as runners who do not want to be caught and are trying to get away. Shortly after sunrise, as border agents were trying to track down the runner, sometimes they will call out a CBP helicopter to do so. Easier to find them from the brush, from above in this dense brush out here. These are always single adults because they either feel they're going to be expelled from the country, deported, or perhaps they have a criminal record. They do not want to be caught, and they are not willing to turn themselves in.
Fox's Bill Malugin. President Biden is set to name a Supreme Court nominee by the end of the month. The president promises to nominate a black woman to the high court. One person under possible consideration, federal judge Michelle Childs.
If you nominate Michelle Childs, she'll be in the liberal camp for sure, but she has a hell of a story, and she would be somebody, I think, that could bring the Senate together and probably get more than 60 votes. Anyone else would be problematic.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham on ABC's This Week. There's growing pressure on major colleges and universities to end a controversial admissions policy.
They're known as legacy admissions. Certain college applicants getting a boost because a parent attended the same school. That process, long used at many elite schools, is now under growing criticism from students, alumni, and even some in Congress who say it's rooted in racism. A bill from progressive Democrats aims to eliminate the practice at any schools that receive federal money. Some conservative activists who want merit-based college admissions are also calling for an end to the practice. Legacy admissions make up an estimated 10 to 20% of incoming classes at some universities. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
T-minus less than 2.5 hours until Super Bowl 56 between the Cincinnati Bengals and the LA Rams. The Rams are a 4-point favorite. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.